This is the Texas Standard.
But we begin our coverage of what matters to Texans today with a drama unfolding under the Pink Dome, as it's sometimes called. Lawmakers under that dome face one requirement. They absolutely must submit a balanced budget before they wrap up their business. But with just under 9 weeks or so left, it's not looking promising at the moment. Exhibit A, House Speaker Joe Strauss's reaction to the Senate's budget blueprint, describing the numbers from the upper chamber as Enron-esque. Let's listen.
This is the Texas legislature. We are not Enron. And I'm not interested in cooking the books just to avoid a vote on the rainy day fund. Gimmickry is not going to get us out of here this time.
Cooking the books? That's House Speaker Joe Strauss speaking with reporters yesterday. Sean Collins-Walsh was there when the House Speaker weighed in on the budget. He's been covering all things budget for the Austin American-Statesman. Sean, thanks for joining us here in the Standard Studios.
Thanks for having me.
So yesterday, the Senate approves, Senate Committee, I suppose I should say, approves a budget around, what, $107 billion or so? And then you get this reaction from the House Speaker. What does it pretend?
It portends bad things for the House and the Senate coming together by the end of May. You hope that as the budgets in the different chambers progress, that they kind of formulate their own proposals and then they start coming together. The Senate Finance Committee yesterday, 15-0, passed their budget, $106.3 billion, and it used one accounting trick, if you will, that allowed them to exceed the amount of revenue that is projected to be available to lawmakers next year.
An accounting trick. Let's stop right there. That's what the House Speaker Strauss seems to be referring to. This has to do with money that's supposed to be spent on transportation?
That's right. If you rewind a little bit, you'll remember that in November 2015, you probably voted for Proposition 7, which dedicated some of the state's sales tax money, up to $2.5 billion a year, to transportation funding. So lawmakers proposed that in the 2015 legislature. Voters approved it. It's in the state constitution now, and it's set to go into effect next year.
Mm-hmm.
What the Senate did, because money is tight this year as they form the next budget, what the Senate did is delay the payment for the 2019 transportation funding to the first month of the 2020 budget cycle, making it the next legislature's problem.
I see. But they still get to count the money as revenue for this cycle, right?
That's what they say. You heard Joe Strauss, and his main point is that they are both counting the money for the transportation funding this cycle, but they're counting the payment for next cycle, so it's appearing twice on the books, is the House's complaint.
Okay, so what does the leader of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, have to say about this move? I mean, it's being called illegitimate.
He was on the Senate floor shortly after Strauss's comments, and he called it a very sound fiscal method, and he didn't talk to reporters or anything like that yesterday, but he does not seem to be backing down from it.
But take a look at what lawmakers are facing in both houses. You've got a welfare system that is in crisis, that is a top priority for the governor to try to fix that. You've got the mental health system in need of some capital spending. Where are you going to get money for all these priorities that seem to be piling up?
That's the big question. And Joe Strauss and the House are pushing for the legislature to tap the rainy day fund, which is funded by oil and gas revenue, tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's at around $10 billion, but if you don't touch it, it grows pretty substantially, almost to $2 billion more if you wait for the next budget cycle.
That's right. By the end of the next budget cycle, so the one that they're crafting now, it's projected to get to $11.9 billion in about August 2019. It's the largest in the country. It is very large, and they could probably take money out of it without hurting the state's credit rating. That's what Comptroller Glenn Hager said. So the House is saying, why don't we tap this instead of using budget gimmickry to meet these critical needs in a bad budget?
We're almost out of time. Why not?
The Senate said there's a lot of hardline conservatives in the Senate who think that this should not be touched except in the most dire of circumstances or for one-time expenses, and that it's not meant to be used for ongoing expenses.
How's this going to be settled?
We'll see. It'll be settled. If it is settled, it'll be settled in conference committee, which is behind closed doors, and they don't let us in.
Sean Collins-Walsh is covering this developing story for the Austin American-Statesman. Sean, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.